Hey, how are you?
Good.
Glad to be back.
Are you going to spend any, the Indians come to Washington. They're going to come to your area next weekend.
Yeah, I'm every weekend. I'm in Cleveland, so that just doesn't work. So,
but I
just haven't seen enough games this year, but they just aren't. The Twins just keep playing better than anybody expects. They get so many late inning rallies, and Cleveland just doesn't quite have the hitting now with all the injuries, and their starting pitching's been okay, but we'll see. It looks like a good chance for a one game playoff.
Let's hope for something, at least postseason. Just getting there is what we need to do.
Yep.
We appreciate your time this morning. Let's talk a little bit of some of the things you've got planned. An annual women's conference in Cleveland. What is this about?
Yeah, we've done this now for the fifth straight year. We do it moving around the state. It's called the Women's Leadership Summit. It showcases Ohioans doing important work for our communities. I'm bringing Senator Tammy Duckworth, who's a disabled soldier veteran, member of the Senate, from Illinois, been in the Senate for a number of years. It'll be held at the Huntington Convention Center in Cleveland Saturday, October 5th. And people, it's free. There's no cost. It's free. People can sign up at brown.senate.gov. So go on my website, brown.senate.gov, and sign up for our Women's Leadership Summit. It will be a well-spent Saturday if you join us.
We talk about the auto industry on occasion with you, and, of course, now we've got this GM strike. What do you see happening in that?
I see a General Motors, and by and large, an ungrateful General Motors that maybe we shouldn't be surprised looking at that company. But 10 years ago, taxpayers rescued that company from bankruptcy, literally. The workers took major hits to keep the company in business, to restart the company, if you will. Now the workers at the bargaining table want some more of that back. They've seen General Motors profits explode. They've seen executive compensation off the charts. The GM got a huge tax cut, the president's tax bill, that 80% of the benefits went to the richest 1%, and GM executives had their hands out for that, made millions of dollars. They offshored more jobs, and now the union's saying bring those jobs back to the United States and provide some of those benefits that were taken away a decade ago.
Looking back at that decision 10 years ago, was the bailout the right thing to do?
Absolutely right thing to do. We know what the loss of Chrysler and GM, their bankruptcy, if they had bankrupted, and when they went into bankruptcy, if they hadn't been reconstituted, it was a disaster for so many communities in Northeast Ohio, and, well, really all of Northern Ohio, from Toledo to Sandusky to Lorain to Cleveland, beyond. I'm very glad we did it. I worked with Senator Voinovich and worked with President Bush initially, then President Obama. Most of it happened during Obama's time. And I worked with Senator Voinovich on this. I have no regrets about what we did. My regrets are how General Motors has responded to the largesse of American taxpayers and then the big tax cut they got, and they move jobs overseas, and they don't share it with their workers. And I'm very disappointed.
We're still trying to see what the president might do related to Iran and any sanctions or response related to the attack in Saudi Arabia. What are your thoughts or hope goes forward with this?
Oh, this was almost expected when the president pulled out of the Iran agreement, the nuclear agreement we had passed, working with Congress overwhelmingly supported, working with our allies, all of our European allies, in this nuclear deal with Iran to keep them from getting nuclear weapons. It was undoubtedly working. Iran was far, far, far from developing nuclear weapon, much further than they were before the agreement, and the president decided to pull out, and then the escalation to squeeze Iran further. Our allies were unhappy, and then the escalation began, and it's not a surprise what's happened. I'm just hopeful the president doesn't back into war with Iran. Iran is a much more potentially treacherous opponent than Iraq was, and we know how bogged down America got in Iraq.
Well, Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us today.
We'll do it again. Thanks. See ya.